FM.
All over the place.
24-7. 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Oh. We play nothing.
We play nothing.
Play nothing.
But, power hit.
A bandana, bandana. I be your sweet Mr. Banana.
91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The latest Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing Trends report has uncovered $3.5 billion illicit financial flows. A 43-year-old man of Mazabuka District has been arrested for being found in possession of 114 green national registration cards and 11 ATM cards. In international news, Human Rights Watch accuses Mali armed forces of executing and disappearing Fulani men. And in sports news, Inchanga Rangers Football Club has been reinforced with four new signings.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Zambia has lost an estimated $3.5 billion to illicit financial flows in 2024 alone. This is according to a newly released Financial Intelligence Center, FIC Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing Trends report. The 10th Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing Trends report has uncovered rampant cases of fraud, tax evasion, illegal mining, cybercrime, and public sector corruption, all contributing to massive economic losses and weakened governance. FIC Director General Clement Kapalu revealed that foreign nationals working with Zambians used shell companies to siphon funds abroad and fake business transactions. In one case, 13 such companies moved over $100 million to the Middle East and Asia, disguised as payments for goods. The report also flagged cyber-enabled fraud, including fake loans and cryptocurrency scams. In one scam, victims were defrauded of 600,000 kwacha, while another saw a bank loss of 10 million kwacha through forged employee schemes. Other flagged cases include illegal Mopani log exports, fraudulent infrastructure contracts, and massive public sector irregularities involving millions of dollars. In response, the FIC froze 34 bank accounts and 10 mobile money wallets, assets worth over $26.5 million, and 71.5 million kwacha were forfeited to the state. The center has warned that unless Zambia tightens its financial controls, it risks being grey listed during a crucial global evaluation in 2027, a move that could seriously dent investor confidence. In other news, a 43-year-old man of Mazabuka District has been arrested after being found in possession of 114 green national registration cards and 11 ATM cards bearing different names, the situation which raised suspicions of fraudulent activities. According to the police in Southern Province, Jonathan Nawa of KLB Compound was initially summoned to the victim support unit over a domestic dispute. However, during the interrogation, it emerged that he had allegedly been using the state's documents to fraudulently access benefits from the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Southern Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the arrest, stating that a search of the suspect's bag and vehicle led to the discovery of the NRCs and ATM cards. The items have since been handed over to the Department of National Registration, Passports and Citizen for further verification. Nawa has been formally charged with being in possession of green national registration cards without lawful authority, contrary to Section 13 of the National Registration Act No. 126 of 2021. He is expected to appear in court soon. More stakeholders have joined in calling for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill number 13 of 2025. A consortium of civil society organizations on good governance is concerned that the proposed amendment threatens to fundamentally undermine the security of land tenure in Zambia by shifting critical judicial responsibilities to politically vulnerable civil servants. Speaking on behalf of the 11 CSOs, consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza says the proposed provision to grant the chief registrar of land, who is a civil servant, the discretionary power to cancel certificates of title is very concerning. Mr. Mwanza argues that this is a clear departure from the current legal framework, where such decisions to cancel title deeds lie with the judiciary, an independent and constitutionally protected arm of government. Mr. Mwanza noted that giving a civil servant powers to unilaterally revoke a certificate of title is a recipe for anarchy into the land tenure administration, and it has the potential to weaken the judiciary and promote political interference.
As a consortium, we call upon the government to withdraw the Lands and Deed Registry Amendment Bill number 13 of 2025, which threatens to fundamentally undermine the security of land tenure in Zambia by shifting critical judicial responsibilities to politically vulnerable civil servants. What has been proposed in the bill is a grave departure from the current legal framework, where decisions to cancel title deeds lie with the judiciary, which is an independent and constitutionally protected arm of government. Now, allowing an appointed official to unilaterally revoke a certificate of title will weaken the judiciary, but will also embolden political interference and introduce anarchy into land tenure administration.
Meanwhile, the Zambia National Farmers Union, ZNFU, notes with serious concern that the proposed bill was drafted without consulting farmers despite being the most affected stakeholders. Union President Jervis Zimba says the lack of engagement has led to deep dissatisfaction with some provisions in the bill, especially the provision granting the Chief Registrar of Lands powers to cancel certificates of title. He said this provision is a threat to land security, which is the foundation of the agricultural investment and financing, adding that if enacted without adequate safeguards and broad-based consultation, it risks eroding confidence in the land administration system. The union has therefore appealed to Lands and Natural Resources Minister to withdraw the bill from Parliament immediately to enable a transparent consultation process with all stakeholders, including the farming community. Increase in the Zambia Flying Doctor Service medical outreach programs on the Copper Belt has cheered the United Party for National Development. Party Media Director Max Mowe says the ZFDS has expanded its monthly outreach programs from around 2 to between 8 and 10. The development, he said, has improved the provision of essential medical and health services to rural and hard-to-reach areas. Speaking during a media briefing, Mr. Simoe attributes their progress to the upgraded fleet of aircraft, which now includes 2 fixed-wing planes and a helicopter, adding that the rotary aircraft has made it possible for the ZFDS to reach out to promote remote areas inaccessible to fixed-wing planes. Mr. Simoe has since commended the advancements made at a hospital on the Copper Belt, which he said has been equipped with modern equipment, including oxygen plants and scanners, despite initial challenges such as ruined buildings and faulty equipment.
On the Copper Belt, we want to start with the Zambia Flying Doctor with scanners and with equipment that many hospitals, specialized hospitals in Lusaka, do not have. It is one of its kind. 2 weeks ago, you saw that the admission was at this particular Flying Doctor Hospital was being commissioned. Another hospital is there,